me and my mom sat down after the season, kind of went through my whole career at University of Florida. We felt like my career was great. A lot of safeties didn't come through and do what I did. Won a national championship. Played with some great players, Tim Tebow, Brandon Spikes, some kids like that. Felt like my coaches, they prepared me well on and off the field to be a better person and a better player. And me and my mom felt like I could be a great role model in the NFL.
Was it difficult?
It was pretty difficult. We looked at the ups and the downs, the goods and the bads, and kind of weighed our options. Oh man, that hit was crazy. I mean, I still picture myself out there on the field. I didn't really know what to do after that hit. Tell you the truth, I didn't know what to do. It was kind of the tone setting hit. So I was like, wow, it's me. So it was kind of great. It's been great. I've been preparing myself for the NFL. Been training down in Boca with Tony Villani. He's been doing a great job. We work out 3 times a day, 6 days a week. I feel like he's preparing me well. I feel like I need the answers. I need to just go out here and just show speed, show that I can catch the ball, and show that I am a good safety. 5'11 and a half. My weight was 206. I played at like 203. Yep. Hopefully I run in the 4.4s, 4.5s, 4.4s. No, sir. Strictly safety.
For those who haven't seen you play, what type of game will you bring to
it? For one, I'm very aggressive. I'm smart. I communicate a lot on the field. I'm a person who loves to just like get around my team and make plays.
Adjustment-wise, what do you view as your biggest adjustment to the next level?
I would say my technique right now. Me working on my technique would be one of the main things.
Your time in school on the college football field, how did that help prepare you for the NFL?
It prepared me a lot. It prepared me like dramatically. Being that I played a lot at University of Florida and as a freshman, I feel like the speed of the game, me coming from high school to Florida, the speed of the game was fast. But I know in the NFL, I mean, they have all fast guys.
Major, you talked about being an aggressive player. There are some NFL teams saying that maybe you have to point back a little bit, not always go with that big hit, try to stay back and cover sometimes.
Yes, sir. In my junior year, as you can see, as I watch film, I wasn't as aggressive. I knew when to take the shots and when to go for the ball.
What does it say about the class that you came in with? How many guys are here? What does it say about that class?
I would say it was a great class. We came through, won a national championship, helped University of Florida. The guys in 06 kind of got us. They're the old guys, so they kind of guided us through everything and kind of made us come together as a unit, as a team. No, sir. I haven't talked to him. I haven't talked to him since I've been here. I shook his hand and introduced myself. That was it. Yeah, he is one of the great defensive coaches, but I just shook his hand and kept it going. I haven't talked to the Dolphins yet. Me and my mom, we sat down and kind of weighed my options, the goods and bads, the ups and the downs about this situation. We sat down and we felt like my career at Florida was great. A lot of safeties didn't come through and do what I did, won a national championship. And we just felt like I could be a great role model in the NFL.
What did Urban say?
He wanted me to come back. You know what type of player that I am, what type of person I am. But he just felt like this decision was based off me, so I made the right decision for me.
Did you go through the NFL process when you put your name in the game? Yes, sir,
I did. I was no later than third round.
Major, what else can you say about how well St. Thomas Aquinas have prepared you for both the college level and the next level? You know,
I say St. Thomas prepared me well in the classroom and on the field. Being that in the classroom, they get after you and say at St. Thomas and make you get grades and make you play football. And that's all I know. So at the step was really not really a step. It was just a breeze right through. It was all kind of level. I mean, I played against the best at St. Thomas, and at Florida, I played against the best. Basically, just showing off the field, me helping kids, me being a mentor to kids, guide them and let them know that stay straight and things will work out. I'm in practice. I mean, every practice when Percy and Murphy was there, it was always intense. And every practice, somebody got better. Whether you know it or not, somebody's going to get better. Either we talking trash, we motivating each other and getting each other better. And that just made us a better team.
Who got the better of who at the beginning, and did you catch up?
I wouldn't say anybody caught up. We just got each other better, and that was our main goal. Now, I feel like my ball skills is great. I worked on it off season. I feel like it got a lot better.